If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
You know, I grew up watching reruns of The Brady Bunch. How about that theme right there? I loved all of it every single day. They are now back again. Six remaining members of The Brady Bunch joined forces with HGTV to renovate the iconic real-life Brady Bunch home in Los Angeles. It's called A Very Brady Renovation. It debuted tonight on HGTV. Joining us is Peter Brady himself. We'd like to welcome back our friend Chris Knight. It's good to finally hear your voice, man. You're just running around doing a million things. How are you?
I'm like completely renovated here. You know, I'm great, Peter. How are you?
You know, when you hear the Brady Bunch theme, is it like hearing Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond? It's like, oh my God, again, but then you love it.
You know, it's just like that. I have to laugh. I mean, I guess there was some time in the past I cringed a bit, but I mean, the fact is it's so kitsch at this point.
Right.
And I also recognize in this renovation and our getting back to a reunion show has reminded me just of it's all good natured wholesomeness. I get this feeling from everyone that I'm a member of their family.
Right.
And that's not a bad place to be.
Chris, a lot of people in my generation, we grew up watching reruns over and over after school of The Brady Bunch. And I've always told you over the years that you're the smartest of the bunch, but I had no idea that you could actually fix anything. I went to the
You're very kind.
Chris, I went to the HGTV website and I saw you with an electric power saw.
Yeah, well, no, I have illusions of being a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
I know about it. My dad was an architect. This is interesting. My dad was studying to be an architect when he was assigned to build the sets for the theater arts department.
Wait a second. Are you sure you're not mixing up real life with television?
Yeah, I tell you, it's the inverse. So, and then he learns about acting, and then because the actors get more attention than anybody in the architectural school, he then changes his major and starts acting.
It's in your blood, but can you actually do it? Did you work on this house, the Brady Bunch house?
We all worked on it to a degree. Now, this is a massive undertaking. There's nothing ever been attempted the likes of what we're accomplishing with this show. Now, your audience tonight saw the first hour and a half, but what's set up in the show is exactly how extensive this remodel is. I mean, the original house is 2,500 square feet. We have to add 2,000 square feet to it. But what wasn't really covered specifically was 2,000 of the 2,500 original square feet. The foundation was removed.
What?
I mean, the entire ground underneath the house and most of what was above it was also removed. Most of what wasn't touched is that which you saw in the establishing shot. It's the outside of the front part of the house. And everything behind it has essentially been rebuilt.
All right, Chris, explain this to me. We're talking to Chris Knight. Of course, he played Peter Brady himself, HGTV, A Very Brady Renovation. So you're renovating the house to look exactly like the Brady Bunch house did on TV back in 1969 to... How long did the show run? 69 to what?
5 years.
5 years. 74. Okay, 74.
The spring of 74.
So you had the actual house, but you filmed on a set, right?
Yes. Well, let's see. This is exactly, and I look at, there's a learning curve for us as well. I wasn't truly aware of how much of our audience has lost track. Maybe because it's this new fangled thing called reality television where people are watching people live in an actual home.
Right.
The idea of working on a set is a lot more foreign to audiences today, but we worked on a set and we weren't a family. It's not like we lived together and they brought the cameras in to film us. We were actors working on a set that was not a real house, the inside. And that photograph that we call it establishing shot,
yep,
that you saw when you came back from commercial break was just that. It was some house that they'd found after the fact. And that could conceivably be the house that the Bradys lived in. And without too much thinking, you would accept it, right? Except that was the Brady house.
Of course.
If you put a lot of horsepower behind it, you start realizing, wait a second, how could that be the Brady house? That window, you walk in the front door and there's nothing off to your left there. So you don't want to think about it too much.
Right.
What was correct about it was that the car drove down the left side of the house.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you needed. So this really isn't the house at all. Can we turn it into the house that we worked on? And and we do.
Well, Chris,
and we're quite successful at it.
We're talking to Christopher Knight. A Very Brady Renovation debuted tonight on HGTV. You can see it, of course, online if you go to their website, hgtv.com, or watch it on Monday nights. Coming up, more with Christopher Knight, Peter Brady on 720 WGN.
Pork chops and applesauce. I mean, that's swell.
720 WGN, A Very Brady Renovation, debuted tonight on HGTV. You can get more information at hgtv.com. We're talking to Peter Brady himself, our friend Chris Knight. All right, Chris, I want to run down the cast members. I want you to give me a quick line or story. Let's start with Maureen McCormick, Marsha Brady.
Maureen was the easiest person in the world to tease. And I very much enjoyed teasing Maureen. She is like the prissy sister. Prissy, because I wasn't, like, we were completely frogs and snails and puppy dog tails, and she was sugar and spice and everything nice.
Okay.
And that just made it necessary for me to get her dirty. And what's brilliant about that is pretty much how I felt, and they wrote it into the script for Peter to do that, quite literally, to the Marsha character.
Oh, yeah.
Having her get all muddy from the volcano. Having me break her nose with the football repeatedly.
All right. How about Eve Plum, Jan Brady?
Eve Plum was very serious. I mean, she was the most accomplished actor of the bunch outside of Bob. She was very emotional and dramatic. And she was our Meryl Streep. Very deep, brainy.
Okay. Susan Olsen, Cindy Brady.
I remember early on, Susan had a difficult time with people and her being the youngest in Curls, because it sort of trapped her into always having to be like 6 years old, and she hated that. You know, she took offense to it.
You always look at her as she's a young girl. You're right. That's so true.
Yeah.
The youngest. Mike Lookinland, Bobby Brady.
Talk about happy-go-lucky, you know, just sort of. That character, of all of my castmates, whom I enjoyed watching the most, was Mike. His work just cracked me up. You know, all right, I'm going to run away now.
Okay.
His delivery was so
right.
Matter-of-fact and dry. Goodbye. Cracked me up.
Barry Williams, Greg Brady.
Barry was Casanova, quintessential Casanova. He was the youngest child in his family, and he had older brothers. He learned how to be an older brother, you know, and enjoy the leadership role.
Right.
And Barry was ended up being a lot of fun.
Ann B. Davis, Alice.
Oh, Ann B. Interesting. Ann B., great comedian, not at all funny.
What? Really?
So she is not a funny person, a rather serious person. Comedy is deadly serious, but through her learned professionalism, absolute professionalism. But interestingly, not a funny person and not given to children. So she handled it all very well, and she fit the role perfectly. But, now being an adult, I know I don't have children myself. But I don't think I'm a non-kid person. I like kids and getting down on the floor and being a kid with them, you know, goofing a lot, like with my nephews. I couldn't see her do that. That whatever that thing is that engages with the child at their level wasn't something I found as a child in her.
Interesting.
Now, where I did find it was Florence and Bob. They both had healthy live inner children.
Of course. They seem like
but,
it.
Right. And they were in touch with them. And Florence, knew when to have a lot of fun with that child and then when work needed to get done. And Bob, I hear, might have had a problem with his inner child.
Maybe.
Sometime it would stomp its feet. But he always, if he did any of that, he did it without any of us noticing. I didn't even know about
the temper tantrums.
His issues with the shows and sure. with Sherwood. And he was a very generous man who didn't want to do a show with kids or dogs. Got rid of the dog, but ultimately loved the kids. Like
right.
We were his own family.
Two last questions. Number one, do I get a Christopher Knight Barca Lounger? Are you going to send that over to the radio station here at WGN?
Yes, of course. Now, you want one that that knocks over the wall or one that you can put down before, you know, with zero clearance?
Does the Christopher Knight furniture line carry the Barca Lounger?
We don't do Barca Lounger because that's a trademark and a trade name for a brand. But we do lounge chairs. We do lounge chairs that recline.
Oh.
Recliners, if you will.
Got it. And Seth MacFarlane. You and Seth could be brothers. Do you get that a lot?
I do, but I resent the fact that he got all the talent.
He can sing, dance, and he's just
so
the best.
Talented. It's absolutely mind-boggling. I'm a huge fan.
HGTV.com, a very Brady renovation debuted tonight on HGTV. It is Peter Brady himself, Christopher Knight. Chris, great to catch up, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you very, very much.
And we'll talk soon. It's 720 WGN.